Well, I believe that's enough talking about those things. What about you? You're saying, preacher, if you don't get started, we will be here to midnight, so preach to us. And I said, okay. All right, turn your Bibles, 1 Corinthians chapter 9 tonight. I want to preach to you on powerful principles for a prosperous new year. You say, preacher, good. I want my new year to be prosperous. Well, I do too, but I can promise you that God's prosperity and our prosperity are two different things. Now, my grandmother, as long as I remember, she's 86. I was getting ready to say 4-7. That's how old my granddaddy would have been. She's 84 years old. I can tell you what she's going to do tomorrow. Tomorrow, she's going to fix her traditional New Year's lunch. Okay? And if I lived in Lenore, I was either there or I was on the blacklist and it was bad. Okay? So you went to it. All right? And she fixed two things, and as a kid, I really didn't care for it. One of them was black-eyed peas. Now, as an adult, I like them. But you know what? I'd much rather have had a slice of pizza than black-eyed peas. How many of you young people would agree with me right there? The second thing that she would always fix is boiled cabbage. Now, I like fried cabbage, but boiled cabbage wasn't really my favorite thing as a kid. And really, I didn't... When the fried cabbage, the boiled cabbage was on the bar, that wasn't the first thing I went for. I can promise you that. I went for the fried chicken, and that was the first, and the banana pudding. Those are the two things I went for, not the black-eyed peas and the cabbage. But here's what she always told me. She said, if you don't, and here's why I would try, and maybe that's why I can eat it today, is because after a while I became immune to it because I would choke it down as a kid. And you're saying, why? Because she said, if you didn't eat, black-eyed peas, then you wouldn't get any pennies and change and coins in the coming year. How many of you heard that? Listen, I thought that was just a clever way to get me to eat black-eyed peas, okay? Because I wanted some in my bank, all right? And said if you didn't eat cabbage, that you wouldn't get any green money. How many of you ever heard that before, okay? So you know exactly what I'm talking about. How many of you make that traditional lunch on New Year's so that you can make sure you get some... Yeah, I got several hands that went up. And some of you said, I believe I've been delivered from that preacher. I don't have to do that anymore. But I did that because I wanted a prosperous... If you didn't eat those two foods, you would not have a prosperous New Year, okay? Well, I'm going to be honest with you. I believe there's some principles that ought to be in our lives if we're going to have a prosperous New Year as believers, as the people of God. If we're going to win in the Christian life, and I've got about four of them that I'm going to quickly share with you tonight. Look, if you would, in 1 Corinthians chapter 9, verse number 24. Notice the Bible says, "Know ye not that they which run in a race run all?" And here's what Paul's saying. He's saying to the church at Corinth, he said, when it comes race time, everybody that's supposed to run in that race, they're running. And can I tell you, in the Christian life, you are running your race. Now, you may not be winning your race, but you're running your race. You're going somewhere in your life, and you know what? I believe that we want to be going in the right direction, and we want to be winning our race. Amen? But notice he said, but one receiveth the prize. Now the point he made was this. Now, you had a whole lot of runners, but only one person can win. Can I tell you the good news about the Christian life is this? That listen, everybody and anybody can win in the Christian life. That means I can win. We're all running, and the good news is everybody can win. That's the good news. I can win, you can win, everybody can win in the Christian life. And so he says, so run that you may obtain. Verse 25, he tells us what we're to obtain. All right. He said, for every man that striveth for the mastery, the prize, is temperate in all things. Now they do it to obtain a corruptible crown, something that's going to fade away, that's going to crumble with time, that's going to come a time when it's no longer important, but we an incorruptible. He said, listen, anything that you prosper in this life, and so far as this world's concerned, is not going to last for all eternity. At some point, it's going to fade away. It's going to grow old. It's not going to last. But he said, what you do spiritually for God, that's going to last. Because notice what he says in this verse. He said, but we an incorruptible. That means it doesn't fade, and it lasts for all eternity. Verse 26, I therefore so run, not as uncertainly, so fight I, not as one that beateth the air, but I keep under my body and bring it into subjection, lest that by any means, when I preach to others, I myself should be cast away. Powerful principles for a prosperous new year. Let's pray and ask God to help us. Father, we sure love you and thank you tonight for being so faithful in our lives. Help me as I preach and let tonight be profitable in the lives of your people. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. Before he died, Vince Lombardi, the legendary coach of the Green Bay Packers, put into writing the philosophy into which he attributed his great success. Matter of fact, the Super Bowl is called the Lombardi Trophy as it commemorates the legend of Vince Lombardi. And he wrote what it takes to be number one. And here's what he said. He said, you've got to pay the price. He said, winning is not a sometime thing, it's an all-the-time thing. He said, you don't win once in a while. He said, you don't do things right once in a while. You do them right all the time. He said, winning is a habit. Unfortunately, so is losing. And you know what? I believe that you and I tonight, that we need to make some decisions. We need to put some principles in our lives that I believe are key to enable us to do right so that we can win on a consistent basis in the Christian life. Now, the imagery of our verses is that of an athletic contest. Every third year, the great Isthmian Games were held in Corinth, in which athletes from all over Greece would come and probably the known world by Paul's day would come and participate. And Paul takes the very things that made these athletes winners and transfers them over to the spiritual realm so that you and I might win in the Christian life, so that we can have the principles in our lives that will enable us to be prosperous as we set forth into a new year. Now, I thought about life. Life is a marathon. The Christian life is not a 100-yard dash to heaven, okay? It's not a sprint. It is a marathon. It is a lifetime of living. Notice the word race here in verse number 24. Let me turn my page back there. He says, know you not that they which run in a race, that word race, we get our English word stadium, it's a Greek form of measurement, and it became the name of any athletic competition, and it reminds us especially they would place emphasis upon that marathon, that long distance. And you know what? I believe you and I need to understand that the Christian life is the race of a lifetime. Now, I thought about life. I thought about how that we're in a marathon and we're running. And could we picture it like this? That every year that God gives us in life is another leg of the race. So that means that as we stand here tonight on this last Wednesday night, this last night of 2014, you know what? We just finished a leg in the race. Right, we just come full circle. We've already sort of finished a part of it, but you know what? We're getting ready to start another leg of the race. It's closing one chapter, opening another. It's finishing one leg and starting into the next part of that race. And so we're running this race that's set before us. And he's talking about winning a prize. And I don't know what you want for your life tonight. I don't know what you want for your family. I know what God's put in my heart for our church. I can't. And you say, preacher, you're talking about it all the time. I can't wait to get there. I'm going to tell you, you don't want to miss January the 18th. You want to come on if you're on life support, I can promise you. You want to be here that night, okay? Because I'm going to be sharing something that I believe will revolutionize our lives. I believe it's going to make a difference if we begin. It's not anything hard. It's not anything new. But I tell you what, if you begin to look at it and understand it from what's been burned into my heart and what I've shared with our staff, and they're excited about it. And by the way, you know what? Usually we just have a stuff for just adults. We've got something for children 4 years old, all the way to adults. All right? We got something for it because we want everybody to get in on what we're getting ready to share. Okay? And what we're going to talk to you about. And I know what I believe God wants for our church. Listen, as a church, you and I know for us to succeed in what God wants, we've capsulized what we believe God wants us to do, that God wants us to honor Him in all that we do in our lives, our family, our ministry. He wants us as a church to build lives, honoring God, building lives. You know, everything in our church is designed to build lives. And this is a place where you're to be building your life spiritually as a Christian. And then we're to be reaching others for the cause of Christ. And listen, where are you in honoring God? Has it been your desire this past year to honor the Lord with your life? Is it your desire as we come into this next year, as God teaches you more of what it means to honor Him? Is it the heart's desire that I want to honor God with my life? I want to be a man of God. I want to be a woman of God. I want to be a teenager, a boy, a girl of God. I want to be the person God wants me. I want to fulfill His goals for my life. I want to be a winner. Listen, that's what everybody ought to desire, and that's what we ought to want. And listen, I don't know what you want for your life. I don't know what you're living for, what you're pursuing. But I can tell you this, if it's for the prize prizes this world offers, they're going to fade away. They're not going to last. Listen, we want to live for something that lasts, and true prosperity is a prosperity that only God can give that does not fade with time. Friend, it only gets richer, it only gets fuller, it only gets more meaningful and more exciting the further we go down the road in this race. Amen? Listen, I don't believe there's any life more richer. I don't believe there's any life fuller. I don't believe there's any life more satisfying and more rewarding than a life lived to its fullest for Jesus Christ. And you know the good news is every Christian can live that kind of life. We can. Now I'm going to give you the principles tonight that's going to help us to do it. Number one is the principle of determined living, or what I just put in one word, determination. Let me just tell you something. You're going to make the decision of whether or not you're going to have a prosperous year in the Lord. Did you know that? God already wants you to have one. God already desires for you to have one. That's what God has for you. Do you know a Greek athlete would pour his entire life into training and preparing for that one moment when he would step onto the track and compete for the prize? Notice what he says in verse number 25. And he said, "And every man that striveth for the mastery." That word striveth, we get our English word agony. We get our word agonize. It speaks of strenuous effort on the part of the athlete to do what it takes to be successful. And you know what? Can I tell you? In those games in that day, it wasn't enough just to be a participant. It didn't matter who came in second. It didn't matter who came in third. Only one prize was given, and it went to the winner. I was listening to an interview with the Buffalo Bills' great quarterback, Kelly. Okay, I can't remember his first name. Jim Kelly. I keep wanting to think of another Kelly, Brother Thomas, that... You know, and it wasn't coming to him. And so it's Jim Kelly, that it's not important. But anyway, Jim Kelly, how many remember Jim Kelly? All right. Jim Kelly's a believer, by the way. He's got a book out, and he's battling cancer. And one of the parts of the interview is Jim Kelly went to the Super Bowl several times, but he never won. He's known as the fact that he took his team there, but he didn't win it. You know what I'm saying? And somebody made the statement as they were interviewing different things that nobody remembers who comes in second. And unless it's your team, you really don't remember. I can't really even tell you. I'm trying to remember who won the Super Bowl last year. I can't even remember right now. I'm sure if I thought about it a little while, it'd come to me. But I definitely don't remember right offhand who came in second. And the year before that, I don't remember who came in second. You know why? Because we just don't think about that. We think about who came in first. Isn't that right? And so no athlete went there with the idea that I'm just glad to be here. No, they entered that game with the attitude and the goal to win. And I'm going to tell you something tonight. You need to have the determination. I need to have the determination. We need to make a decision tonight before we step into the new year that I'm going to win for God. I'm going to be successful in my Christian life. I'm going to be prosperous spiritually, and I'm going to do those things that are necessary to be what God wants me to be in the coming year, because I have the determination to win in the Christian life. And listen, it's a determined life, a life of determination. And I believe that's an attitude that some Christians may lack in our day. The determination to put forth the effort to be a winner. Let me just tell you, you don't have to do anything to be saved but trust Christ is